The 2025 Vital Signs Report for Prince Edward County was revealed last week with some eye-opening statistics. Vital Signs Coordinator Anne Van Vlack presented the recent data at a presentation in Picton, where community leaders, municipal staff, and volunteers attended to hear numbers that will shape the future of the county for health services, education, transportation, housing, and employment. Not surprising was the fact that the county has a large population of seniors, many retiring from large urban centers. But what was surprising is the data showing the exit of young people and families. There had been a quick influx of young families during the pandemic, but some are leaving and so depleting the workforce. An open discussion helped reveal reasons for the exits and what the ripple effect might cause for services, schools, health, and recreation. High on the list were career opportunities, availability of higher education, transportation, and housing. The audience broke into discussion groups to brainstorm ideas based on the data that might help shape the future of Prince Edward County. Anne Van Vlack talks about Vital Signs and what is needed. Anne, how long has Vital Signs been in existence?
In Prince Edward County, Vital Signs has been in existence since 2013. That was our first report that was published. The County Foundation itself had started in 2008 locally, but we're part of 208 foundations across Canada. Many of them do vital signs reports and have been doing them much longer.
And what is the purpose of vital signs?
The purpose of vital signs, it's Canada's largest community-driven data collection for community well-being. So it's really taking a pulse of our community. It's not just data. I'm constantly, like you are, to a lot of community meetings and engagements and hearing it firsthand. But we collect well-being data on a lot of critical key points of health, population, community safety, food security, transportation, a lot of data in that realm. And we use that data. We don't just produce reports from it. We use it constantly with community organizations. I get requests every week from community organizations to dig a little deeper in certain parts of data. And it's helpful for informed decision-making, grant applications, and advocacy.
Right. And what was the purpose for today?
Today was really meant, it's a starting point looking at the next community safety and well-being plan. We'll be starting to work on that next year. And it was meant to be a bit of an eye-opener because it showed new data looking at our population and demographic changes over time and the ripple effects of those changes, and that some of those patterns might reemerge. And if we can plan better for it, we're probably, the health of our community will be better if we can do some forward planning and be proactive.
And it helps the municipality and the council make decisions.
It does. It's really important that audience hears this message.
What would you like the public to know?
Really would like the public to know it's critically important that we continue to welcome newcomers to our community. If we don't have new residents moving in, and particularly young families, we're not sustaining our population. We are starting now to see our numbers decrease again, especially in the younger age groups. For those who've been here longer, they might remember that we have had a lot of school closures and lots of programs for youth and so on with our declining population. We also have a chance of losing other services. We came close to losing our local hospital a few years ago, and that was partly because of our declining population in our community. So we really, really have to find ways to remove barriers to people moving here, to workers coming here, and especially for young families. We really need the youth to help fill those classrooms and being the next people in our population.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.